Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, and she's promised to give us six natural ways to reduce migraine. So good morning, Dr. Rosendahl.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I wanted to continue our discussion about migraines and give you some six ways to address migraines. And one of the key things, of course, is, you know, especially with the COVID issue, people are not really consistent with the routine. So a daily routine is really, really important. Our bodies actually function best with a consistent food and sleep routine. So instead of skipping lunch to finish work or staying late to do something else or skipping on our water intake, really keeping a regular schedule of eating and sleeping is really, really important. And I suggest as well, the second one is to keep a migraine diary. So keeping a migraine diary for about 1 or 3 months, it actually helps you to reveal some of your migraine triggers. And of course, we're getting into the summer months, so sometimes, you know, we're getting outside more, the weather is changing. So being aware of these kind of triggers can be really be helpful. And there's actually apps that people can use on the internet. There's something called the Canadian Migraine Tracker or Migraine Monitor. And it helps you actually, instead of writing it down, keep it close to you on your phone, for example. The third one is yoga and relaxation. Stress and migraines are very, very closely linked. And regular yoga practice can actually help reduce anxiety and really help our body reduce our upper body tension. And it really helps to improve circulation and promotes relaxation. The fourth one, of course, is a nutrient-rich diet. We recommend that people eat, you know, nutrient-rich, focusing on fruits and vegetables, and being aware that if they're adding any new products or supplements, to really check with their naturopathic doctor to make sure that's not going to be a contributing factor. I do often use herbal medicine. That's the fifth one. And there's various different kinds of products out there. People maybe have used things like feverfew or ginger. These are sort of ancient herbal migraine remedies, but there's many other products out there. And of course, we have to look at the individual patient and look at any other medication or issues that they're suffering from. So we usually try to find the best solution for them and the best herbal combination. And then the last one is, I had mentioned that often food sensitivities can be food triggers. So we can actually identify food triggers by doing food sensitivity testing for the patients. And that's usually done through a blood test. We send patients to a lab and we can get the results in about 2 weeks and really highlight those specific foods that might be causing triggers. And often with patients, it's a combination of sometimes hormones and food triggers that they might not have realized a specific food is actually contributing to their migraines.
So basically, we can get to the root of the problem and identify why the migraines are happening with your help, and then we can address it and reduce the fact that we can reduce migraine. So if someone wants to talk to you about their migraine problem and get to the root of their problem and solve it, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or they can email me at info@thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you're suffering from migraine, you can deal with it naturally. Call Dr. Betty Rosendahl for your complimentary consultation, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.